Our story today is called Watching the Rain by Joseph Mazzella. It was a summer afternoon a long time ago. I was a little boy watching my favorite rerun on our tiny little television set. All that was about to change, however. Crack, boom, the lightning and thunder sounded. Suddenly, my mom ran into the living room, unhooked the antenna wire, and dropped the metal claws into a glass mason jar by the TV. I started to complain, but knew better. Mom wasn't going to risk lightning hitting our antenna, running through the wire, and blowing up our only TV set. There was no way she was going to let me go outside and play, either. So I settled into my chair and reread a book for the 10th time while she placed empty coffee cans under the leaks in the roof my dad hadn't had a chance to fix yet. Later, after the lightning and thunder had passed and only a gentle rain remained, I saw my mom walk out to our back porch, sit down on her old porch swing, and watch the rain. She loved watching it water the flowers, forests, and gardens. She enjoyed seeing it swell the river down the hill from our house. She knew it would be providing water to drink and wash and clean and live. She told me all this many times, too, but my young mind was too selfish then to take it all in. All I knew was that the rainstorms meant no TV and no playing outside. This time, though, I took the time to watch it fall. I saw the peace on my mom's face as she watched as well. Quietly, I walked out on the back porch and sat down next to her. We didn't say a word. We just watched the rain water the world. We just listened to the tap-tapping music on our roof. We just breathed in the sweetness that it brought to the air. I couldn't explain why then, but I was so happy just to be there with my mom. I was happy it was raining, too. The next time it rains, turn off your TV, computer, and phone. Take someone you love by the hand and walk out to your porch and just watch the rain. I guarantee it'll bring you closer to this world you live in, closer to the loving God who created it, and closer to the one sitting next to you. May the rains of this life always water your soul and help your love to grow. Leviticus 26:4. Then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.